Matthew chapter 18, and let's begin back at verse 1. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child to himself and set him before them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks, for it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to that man through whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be cast into the fiery hell. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If any man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that is straying? If it turns out that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not gone astray. So it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones perish." So we are somewhere near to our 100th lesson in the study of this wonderful gospel record of the Apostle Matthew. And what have we learned? Today is quiz time. What have we learned? What have we learned in this trek through this wonderful book? Well, in short, we have learned that the King, the long-awaited, expected one, the Messiah, King of Israel, yes, but also the King of all kings, the King of all nations, he has come to this earth. He has come just as was prophesied of him. He has come. He has come in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. King Jesus has come. King Jesus has declared who he is. King Jesus has presented himself with infallible proofs of who he is. King Jesus has announced and introduced his kingdom. It's not all it will be yet, but make no mistake about it. The kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of heaven, it is here. It is here. But this king and his kingdom is nothing like this world's kings and this world's kingdom. Christ's kingdom is absolutely unique. Christ's kingdom is greater and higher. It is a kingdom of all kingdoms, just like he is the king of all kings. His kingdom is the kingdom of all kingdoms because it is the kingdom or the reign of God, Yahweh himself. And because of that, because of